used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. If you've been following along with the show and listened to the episode last week, I just want you to know that the quarter landed on heads. And if you don't know what that means, you're new to the show, go back and check out the last episode we did, $25,000 mix-up. The NFL is back! But you know how you don't get excited for the NFL season? It's not that you quit gambling, which I did just over 10 months ago, celebrated 10 months September 4th. But it's the fact that it starts on September 8th, which is the day that my dad passed away. It's going to be 12 years this Sunday. And that day is always tough for me, but I plan on waking up, heading down the sports book, not to gamble, but just to watch my favorite team, the Philadelphia Eagles, versus the Washington Redskins.
Hey, on ice, not like Philadelphia, all scummy. Washington, D.C., beautiful. No comparison.
That's actually audio of my dad that I found on a video that I was watching, you know, thinking about him a lot recently. And I thought it was funny because Philadelphia Eagles play the Washington Redskins, and he always hated Philadelphia. And he didn't always hate the Eagles. He hated the city of Philadelphia. So I thought I got a kick out of the fact that he was in Washington, D.C., the city that the Eagles play. And I thought it was, you know, something I want to play for you, give you his opinion. So in case you missed it, one more time, here is my dad's opinion on the city of Philadelphia versus the city of Washington, D.C.
Hey, on ice, not like Philadelphia, all scummy. Washington, D.C., beautiful. No comparison.
As a recovering degenerate gambler and a comedian, I want to tell you that that happened at like a slot machine, because that's what it sounds like at the end. He's getting slot tokens. But that was actually at the subway in Washington, D.C. He was buying tokens for the subway. So I guess if he was a betting man, he would tell you to take the Redskins plus 10.5 versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's the beginning of the NFL preview that I'm doing today. Now, the thing is, in the old days when I was gambling, I would watch all preseason football. I would know every player, I would know every stat, I would know every trend, and I would be ready for Sunday with all my bets ready to be in place. But the fact that I quit gambling made me not care anymore. So I haven't paid attention to any preseason, I haven't followed any news whatsoever, except for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I told you a couple weeks ago that the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. So that's my Super Bowl pick, the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I do have a team that I think is a sleeper team. Now, let me remind you, I haven't paid attention to anything at all this offseason. Nothing, not a damn thing. But this team is my sleeper, and I think they got a great chance at making a Super Bowl run. The Indianapolis Colts. This guy, Andrew Luck, I mean, like 4 years ago, he won me a fantasy football title, and I've been in love with him ever since. This guy's one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen. It's his time to shine. So watch out for the Indianapolis Colts. And honestly, I'm not sure the odds, but I would look at Andrew Luck to possibly win the MVP this season. I don't gamble anymore. But I do have a pick for week one. I got a pick, and I feel really, really confident about it. The Green Bay Packers are getting 3 points versus the Chicago Bears. And I'm telling you, the Green Bay Packers are going to win that game outright. I'm thinking low scoring game. Maybe like a 10-3 final. I think these teams are going to come out super rusty. You know, nobody's been playing in the preseason. They're going to be super rusty. The Bears quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, he's terrible. He's going to have a terrible game. And Aaron Rodgers, everybody knows he's great for the Packers. I'm willing to bet that he's going to throw for 203 yards passing and one touchdown. And I'll even give you one better. I'm going to tell you he's going to score the touchdown. It's going to be Jimmy Graham is going to score the first NFL touchdown of the season. So get out there. It's a lock, I'm telling you. Green Bay Packers plus +3 versus Chicago Bears. I wish I was gambling because I'm so confident on that, it's almost like the game was already played. Now you're probably thinking, why would I take advice from a guy who was so bad at gambling that he had to quit? And I can't argue with you because there was a lot of downfalls from gambling. But one of the positives is I developed an incredible weight loss program.
I developed a great weight loss program through gambling. What I would do is every 2 weeks when I got paid, I put all my money on one game. And then if it lost, I just wouldn't eat for 2 weeks. And it worked like 80% of the time. 80% of the time. And the thing is, when it does work, what you do is you go out and buy a cheeseburger and then put the rest of the money on another game. And I didn't have to go to the gym. I paid $40 a month for a gym membership, and I didn't even go. And you're probably thinking, $40, that's a little expensive. Well, the thing is, the gym membership was only $10. The overdraft fee was another $39.
That's a joke I did at a mic a couple weeks ago. Got a pretty good reaction. If you followed along with the show, you probably heard it like 5 times already. But it's a little different than I've told it before. And if you're new to the show, you're welcome because that's a great joke and a great weight loss program. If you want to see some more of my material, go to YouTube and search Benny Laig. Got some sets I did up there. Check out my comedy. But I've been working on some new material, and I think that I should work on it while I'm on air. And I don't want to work on it alone. So why don't I call somebody and get their reaction to a new joke I'm working on? Get some feedback.
Yo, Benny.
Hey, man, listen, I've been working on a joke. I'm going to run it by you real quick. Do you mind?
No, man, hit me.
All right, so the other day, hanging out with this girl, I'm waiting for the perfect time to make a move. We're sitting there. We're sitting at a table, just me and her. We're having a couple drinks. And I ask her if she wants to hear a joke. And she turns her chair to face directly at me, puts her hand on my leg, and says, "Tell me a joke." And I tell the joke, and she laughs so hard, the hardest I've ever heard anybody laugh. And then she caresses my arm with her hand, and we lock eyes. And I say, "Do you want to hear another joke?"
No.
And she goes, "Holy shit, you're a virgin." Terrible with girls. Never know when to make a move.
Okay.
I was hanging out with this one girl for 6 months, and we never did anything. It felt like I was in the friend zone. And one day I convinced her to come up to my hotel room before we went to a show. So she comes up there and she sits on a little ottoman in front of the bed, and she sits down and she kicks her shoes off. So I look at her and I say, "What are you doing? Put your shoes back on. The show starts in 5 hours. We need to get going."
No.
3 months down the line, I'm still stuck in the friend zone with this girl. We've never done anything. And she gets me a bottle of wine for my birthday. And when I get home, I notice that the name of the wine is Ménage à Trois. Which had me a little confused because in 6 months, I couldn't make a move on one person. Now she wanted to add another to the equation? But so I call her up to thank her, and she says, "Just so you know, the bottle of wine isn't your only gift." I'm willing to do whatever it is you want for your birthday. So I'm like, well, I've always wanted to go on a hot air balloon ride. Looking back at it, I probably should have just asked for sex.
No.
All right, thanks, man. I will appreciate it. Good catching up.
It was good talking to you.
Nice catching up with that guy. Wonder whatever happened to him. Let's get back to the NFL. I have five bold predictions. We love doing lists on this show. Number five, the Buffalo Bills will win the division. And you know what that means? The New England Patriots won't. Number four, Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys will be so fat and out of shape by week five that he will be converted to an offensive lineman. Who knew eating spoonfuls of air could make you gain 50 pounds? Number three, Antonio Brown of the Oakland Raiders, he's not going to be a problem at all. Everybody says that he's a big distraction in Pittsburgh. I don't see him being a problem in Oakland. I think he's going to play every game of the season and probably come in second place in the MVP voting right behind Andrew Luck. Number two, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to win the division. And you want to know why I know that? Because it's Andy Dalton's time. I think he's been in the league like 10 years now. And they say in comedy, it takes about 10 years to figure out what you're doing. So I'm assuming that's the same thing as being a quarterback in the NFL. And my number one bold prediction for this NFL season is that if you are gambling on the NFL, you're going to lose. Sure, you may have a nice couple weeks, walk around the city, tip a couple busboys $5 for no reason whatsoever. Sure, you may go out and get lobster and steak for takeout. Sure, you may order $400 worth of Uber Eats in a week. But I'm telling you, 3 weeks down the line after your big score, you're gonna be dead broke and in serious, major debt. But good luck to you out there if you decide to gamble. Now, during the college basketball season, our show jumped on a team, the Buffalo Bulls. And we got a lot of segments out of that. So I thought for college football season, since I don't have a favorite team, that I should pick one and root for them. So a little backstory to my selection. Not quite sure the year, but the national championship game was coming up in college football. So I got the idea to go to the local mall, pick up a shirt and hat of the team that I was betting on in the game, and then showing up to my buddy's house, changing into the clothes, and revealing who my bet was, Lee Corso style. Now, this game was a big game for me. I didn't bet another game all week. I stayed home, and I watched video of practice. I watched video of coaches being interviewed. I watched everything, and I knew who was going to win that game. So the morning of, I drove to the mall, and I got the shirt and the hat, and I came out to my Jeep Grand Cherokee. And it's not starting. The alternator's broken. Right then and there, I should have known it was going to be a bad day. So I call AAA. They come fix it. And I head over to my buddy's house. And I go into his tiny little bathroom downstairs, and I come out with a Texas Longhorn shirt and hat and my Hook'em Horns signal. And we drive down to the M Casino to watch the game. And 2 minutes into the game, the star quarterback from Texas got injured and totally derailed any plan I had at winning the bet. So I lost that bet, but I kept that shirt. And 5 years later, I broke it out during March Madness. And I went on to go 0-8 during March Madness. So this Texas shirt is cursed, but I always keep it around as a little reminder of the negative gambling in my life. But I think it's time we reverse the curse. That's why the Texas Longhorns are the official college football team of I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast. As a matter of fact, they have a big game Saturday versus LSU. And I heard that Matthew McConaughey's going to be there. That guy's incredible. He's in my favorite movie, Two for the Money. And if you've ever seen this clip when he was standing on the sideline for the Texas basketball team and he comes over and he just basically looks at him, he says, "Get the fuck up." And they all get up. Texas ain't going to lose if Matthew McConaughey's there. And I'm assuming he's going to follow the team all season long to when they win the national championship. And I'm not one to make promises or on things we're going to do on the show, because every time I do, they tend to not work out, or I get lazy, or I forget about them. But I'm willing to bet by the end of the season, I'm going to get Matthew McConaughey on this podcast. Now, don't hold me to that. Like, you know, this isn't official. I don't, you know, if anybody tells Matthew McConaughey that I said he was coming on, I'm not advertising Matthew McConaughey. I'm just saying, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, obviously, but if I was, I would bet that he's going to be on this podcast. Now, keep in mind that I was so bad at betting that I had to quit gambling. But I feel really good about this one. And if he comes and does it, I hope he keeps his shirt on. Now is the time of the show where we update the counter. We're currently at 28 episodes without gambling. So let's go ahead and update the counter right now to 29 episodes without gambling.
All right, all right, all right.
We're coming up now to the end of the podcast, and when I first started doing it, I would end the show with, "I'm Benny Lake, thanks for listening." And that eventually transitioned into, "Show's over, boom." Well, bringing the show full circle, I was able to find some audio from my dad that I think would be cool if it ended every show I do moving forward.